The Andrea Tantaro Show.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut. As the CEO of PowerSwab's teeth whitening system, I'm always amazed at how white teeth changes people's lives.
I feel confident in my smile.
Every time I smile, I want to smile bigger.
The PowerSwab's teeth whitening system is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. PowerSwab's removes stains from caps, crowns, and veneers. To try PowerSwab's risk-free, call 1-800-281-2024. That's 1-800-281-2024.
Well, for the last decade, women have been told that they can do everything a man does. Everything. They can play in the NFL. They can have sex like men. And it really started with Sex and the City and, you know, these women's magazines that really try and make, despite their fact that they try and make women equal with men, they do not like to differentiate the differences between men and women. Okay? Women and men can be equal. They're still different. And in a piece in the New York Times, they tried to prove that women can have sex like men. And it's getting a lot of controversy. It's called Sex on Campus. She Can Play That Game Too. And in it, they interview 60 women anonymously to talk about their sexual patterns. One woman going on the record anonymously, but saying that, you know, she had this guy over at her house and just to get rid of him, she ended up engaging in sexual behavior with him just so he could leave and she could go to sleep. That it's become very casual. Casual sex, hookup culture. Then she doesn't have to commit or have the pressure of a relationship because she's busy with her studies. So she's unemotional. And feminists are angry at this for, of course, a bizarre reason. They want women to be able to go on the record and give their full names and be proud of all the sex they're having like men. We've kept Dr. Wendy James for this segment because you're the expert, Dr. Wendy James. Can women have sex like men with no emotional consequences?
This is my subject I love, Andrea, if I can call you Andrea. Let's start with this. I'm a little older than you. I was taught, as I was growing up, not to talk to strangers. Now women are having sex with strangers.
It's true. It's true.
And what happened with that? Right?
It's true. It's absolutely true. And look, I'm not a doctor, Dr. Wendy James. Okay, I did not major in psychology. I took one child psychology class and got a D in it. But I wasn't a sorority. So I'm going to do my unofficial poll of 4 years of about 100 girls living under the same roof. And any time that one of them tried to have sex like a man unemotionally, out of 100 girls, it didn't work. And they were crying in their room the next day, and he didn't call, and he doesn't like me, and they can't do it. And that's okay. We're supposed to be different. And I thought that's what made women special, right? That we were
Thank
nurturers.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, because I'm writing a book on relationships, The Princess Chronicles, out this year. And it talks about that, you know? We are the ones, in a male-dominated society, women have been a mystery. We like it that way. It's an irresistible allure that women have developed and perpetuated for millennia. The mystery has always helped us to level the social sexual playing field and socialize our place in society. The benefit is that what is the long-term benefit for women when they engage in emotional sex?
Women, well, they would say it's independence. They would say
that's
it's independence.
What they say.
And they would say I'm free, I'm just like a guy.
Career. You know, women, your example of women, I know many women that you can today in America, we can do whatever we want to do. We can have a career. We don't need men. But what happens when we decide we don't? It's confusing for men, first of all, when we're the pursuers. They like being the pursuers. And I conducted a study on executive women, which you're worked with Fortune 100 and 500 companies. I interviewed women. And, you know, they were older than you, 40 to 60, because it takes about 8 years to move up, you know, whether it's male or female, to gain the experience. Interesting enough, I want your audience to hear this. These executive women did it all. They were married, had their first child in their 20s. The majority had 2 to 3 children, and most remained married to their first husband. Huh, funny about that. They helped each other to work with the children, addressing schedule priorities, and pursuing their individual careers. So,
if you listen, Dr. Wendy James, to powerful women like Sheryl Sandberg and my colleague Megyn Kelly, who came on the show to talk about this, and a number of others, they say the key to having it all, which all these, I am assuming, females at Princeton and U of Penn want, because they don't want to be alone and die alone. That was the whole purpose of Sex and the City, is to have a good partner next to you. So what about the men? That's an excellent point that you bring up.